Hey everyone, welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself and my lovely co-host get together weekly to talk about growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. In today's episode, I'm going to do a quick roundtable, get you introduced to everyone briefly, and then we're going to talk about basically childhood pet memories.
Meow.
So,
what the?
All right, so we'll start. Quick introduction, of course. Name, year you were born. Let's roll.
Everyone, I'm C. I was born in 87.
PT, 1975.
Bubbles, 1982.
Special guest, old man?
Old man, 1956.
Okay, and I'm your host, D. 18. I'm sorry. What? That's way off. 1984. 1984.
Are you a vampire?
I am. Oh, no, that's a...
Edward. So.
I sparkle.
Edward was so hot.
Think of Edward.
I see the paleness.
Yeah, think of Edward, super pale, but the difference is he has eyebrows.
Nice ones.
Wow. Nice ones. Rude. Wow. Rude.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so pet memories, pet cemetery. Let's kick it off.
Okay, so pets. I know me and D.
D and I.
You got a grammar Nazi here with us.
Oh my gosh. D and I, we have a pet cemetery at our parents' house in the backyard.
We do. Damn. Yeah. That yard is littered with bodies.
We have one too at our house.
Oh yeah, we're starting to
collect
too.
Not nearly as bad as that one, but yeah.
It's actually really sad when you think about it. I mean, dude, I miss all my pets. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, we have a lot of pets back there.
We've pretty much always grown up with pets since we were, I mean, we had pets around when we were babies even, but I feel like our first real pet was Lady.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell that story, old man?
She was a collie, Lassie.
The picture I saw earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when she was a baby, a pup. Yeah.
She was a puppy.
So when I grew up, it was always around cats. My mom and dad was cats. And when we got married, wife needed a pet, so I brought her a cat. And that's what C and D grew up with around, was cats. And never been around dogs. I always wanted one. So we decided to get a dog. And this was 1990. So we go to there as a pet store at Ingram Mall. And to me, a dog is big, not these little dogs that, you know, they take a bigger dump than what they are.
Wow.
The ones that yap.
So at the pet store, they had this collie, and I said, okay, that's cool. It's like Lassie. So we buy this collie. It's 4 months old. It's huge for a puppy. We're walking through the mall, and I'm carrying this thing.
Yeah, she was huge.
She was huge, but that was the first dog that we had. And then, so I was working the night shift from 4 in the afternoon to midnight so I could spend all day with the dog trying to potty train it and get it to go outside. And it was like a never-ending battle. It's like, this dog's a dumbass. And then just one day out of the blue, she picked it up. She scratches on the door, needs to go out and do her thing, come back in. So that was the start of the dog we called inappropriately Lady, when we should have named her Lazy, because that dog didn't do shit.
Yeah, man, she was lazy AF.
She was.
Man, if the house caught on fire, there was no Lassie there to save your ass. You were going to burn.
Yeah, Lassie set an unrealistic bar in our minds of what to expect from a collie.
Yeah, I figured, okay, this is cool. Take the dog for a run and stuff. Nope, you know, take the dog for a drag.
So what about as soon as we got home with Lady, what was her gift to you?
She had to mark her territory.
Literally. So like we get inside the house, granted, walk through the yard, nothing, open the front door, shit's right in the entryway of the house on the floor, right there, steaming pile.
And then she pulls out what, a sock or mom's pantyhose?
Oh, I don't remember. Pantyhose, yeah.
Was it pantyhose?
Yeah.
She pulled out mom's pantyhose?
Yeah, from the dirty laundry.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she was a good dog overall.
She was. She hated bridges, though. She would not go over bridges. Yeah. So when we take her for a walk, there's this bridge.
Yeah.
By the middle school, she would, no. She would put her brakes on.
She would pick her up and carry her.
She wouldn't go over bridges, and also you couldn't, like, tilt her back on her side or like roll her around, like she would freak out.
Yeah.
As soon as you tried to put her like on her back, and she would, yeah, she would freak out. I would say one of the things about a long-haired dog, like the collie breed that we had, because she was a, like, basically like Lassie. The only difference, she didn't have the bent ears. Her ears were straight. But long hair, that was a pain in the ass. You constantly had to brush it, and then she would get matted clumps.
Would you get her groomed?
No.
No, we didn't. Self-groom. But after she got a bath, man, she looked sharp. She was clean and white, and she looked fluffy.
Yeah. I feel like if we did have a groomer, she would have looked really, really nice all the time. Like if someone was just constantly brushing her and maintaining her.
Oh, they're supposed to have long hair, right? They don't get like
cuts. Yeah.
They're long hair.
I think they're a long hair double coat, if I'm not mistaken.
So did she shed?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Like crazy. Yes. And that dog, so there was one time we had some friends, family friends visiting in from Galveston.
Oh, yes.
And so we go downtown, and this is pet related, but we go downtown, we're doing the whole sightseeing tourist thing, and they had a little marketplace. And I remember my options were between comic books and what are the little sea monkeys? Or a leather, like a rabbit hide. And so I didn't know about the sea monkey thing, so I picked the rabbit hide. Anyways, fast forward maybe like a week after, and I can't find my rabbit hide. And it was this really cool white with gray spots. It looked badass. And I'm like looking for my rabbit hide. I'm like, where's it at? Where's my rabbit hide? Nowhere to be found. And I'm like upset, you know, because...
About to have another sweet pea moment.
Okay, we're peaking with all that laughter. My God. Of course, I'm thinking it's Bubbles that took my stuff and hid it or something. And then we find out in the backyard, hey... I know where your rabbit hide went. Where? In all the dog shit turds, what? They're fuzzy, like came out in the, all furry. She ate the whole thing, which is weird because I'm sure it wasn't good for her to eat. I mean, like probably had some formaldehyde chemicals on it or something. Like, yeah. So thanks a lot, lady.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I took some dumps and there was some fur in it too. So.
You might want to see a doctor about that. That is not normal, sir.
Furry going in, furry coming out.
Yeah.
Lady was a great dog. She was 14, 13?
Oh, wow.
13.
Yeah. And that was our first. That was a hard experience putting her down. Yeah, that's always tough. But for us as kids, because we grew up with her, we were kids, and then up into our teenage years. Yeah, it sucked.
Mm-hmm. She lasted all the way up until what? We graduated high school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we were doing the family business.
Yeah.
It's like 2002, 2003? Yeah. Something like that.
She's buried in the backyard. I had to dig a hole.
In a black trash bag, man. Right? She's in a black trash bag.
Body bag.
A body bag.
Yeah, it's a legit bag from the vet. Yeah.
But that hole was huge.
Hell yeah. What was cool is, so my grandpa on my mom's side, he had made a dog house for her. And it was like a legit proper dog house. Like it was huge because obviously she was a big breed. And it had like plywood walls. And then the roof had like actual shingles on it. And she would stay in there. Like, it'd be raining. You'd see her in her little doghouse in the corner. It'd be all cold, so we had a blanket in there for her. Mm-hmm. She would just go chill in her little doghouse. And he made a name. He carved a name for her, a little nameplate thing, put on top of the doghouse. That thing was a legit doghouse, yeah.
And then when I got in trouble, I had to share it with her.
You'd be all curled up in there, all snuggled up.
The blanket.
But she was a flea bag.
She was a big spoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
I remember growing up, we had this one cat. I was like in high school, and the cat was all black and called it Misty. It was my mom's cat. Well, it was my cat too, but this cat had some kind of a disease.
What?
And it would chew or claw like the fur and the whole back end.
Like the mange?
Oh, of itself?
Yeah, it would. It was all bear in the back.
And it had tail was half bear. I wonder if they had like allergies or something.
Something like that.
You know what that reminds?
It was a funky looking cat.
You know what that reminds me of? Hearing that scene in The Great Outdoors when they shoot the bear in the ass.
Yes.
And it's all bald.
Yes.
Oh my god.
That's what the cat was all bald back there.
Oh man. Wow.
So I had dogs, probably two, but they were never really not like our dogs now. You know, they were outside dogs. They stayed outside, no collars, nothing. So our first one ran away, and then our second one got picked up by the pound, and my dad didn't want to go. My dad didn't want to go get him out of the pound. So I don't know what happened to that one. But we had a lot of strays come through, you know, that would eventually get picked up, too.
Oh, damn.
So why would they get picked up? They weren't...
I think either my grandma or, you know, they just didn't want them around. So that's why they would call them.
One of the restaurants needed to make tacos.
Yeah, or that.
Yeah.
So we never really had a dog that kind of stuck around and was like our, you know, family pet.
She never really got attached.
Never had an inside dog. Never.
It was unheard of, yeah. Until my sister finally got a dog. And then that one, I feel like, changed the whole family because our whole family became dog people. So now my parents have three and we have two. And then, you know, my sister doesn't have any, but she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you never had turtles or birds?
So I did have birds. We did have three birds at one time. We had two parakeets. They're yellow. And we didn't really take care of them very well. So my mom got tired of taking care of them and she gave them away.
Mm-hmm. What were the names?
One of them, so my sister's bird was Petrie. And mine was... Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet.
What the fuck? What? How original.
Petrie.
Yeah. Yeah. Petrie from never guess. The Land Before Time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We liked that movie. Yeah. So.
Petrie.
Yeah. We named
like the dish.
Petrie. Sweet pea.
Sweet pea.
Sweet pea.
And then we did have a dove that I think like got injured and we kind of just, you know, took care of it.
Yeah. Oh, wild
that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was outside, but a cat got to it, so it didn't last very long.
Oh, shit.
So Petrie and Tweet Tweet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Cute.
We had them for a few years, and then when I went to college, I also had a, what do they call it? Hermit crab.
Hermit crab. Yeah, we had one.
Yeah.
Oh, what was your hermit crab's name? I got crabs in high school, too.
I still have them.
All right. Crab's name? Mr. Krabs?
No, it wasn't Mr. Krabs.
Wasn't yours Hermie?
Krabby? I called mine Hermie.
You called yours Hermie?
Hermie. That was original, too.
Hermie?
Hermie the Hermit Crab.
Yeah. I can't remember my crab's name.
Really? Dang, no love.
Honestly, I just went blank. I forgot.
What kind of shells did he have?
He had a Superman shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear about that. How'd that happen?
What do you mean?
Tell the story of how that happened.
How he ended up with a Superman shell? He came with one.
Oh, he came with it.
Yeah.
I thought you got that for him after.
No.
Oh.
No. So I was like walking through the mall. You know how sometimes I think like around like the beach or something, they're kind of selling like little crabs. And so I thought they were cute. And so I bought one and I bought a little container or whatever that they come with.
Nice. Oh, yeah. The little.
With a little sponge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the sponge and
the food. And
yeah.
He would eat. What would he eat? So he would snack on.
Grapes. Yeah, he liked grapes. So, I mean, I didn't even know. It was, so my mom had thought it was, like, really, really ugly, you know. but then, you know, she would help take care of it. And, you know, she had looked up stuff that they apparently like. And so she would cut up grapes. And you would see him, like, crawl on the grape. And you would see his little arm kind of, like, scoop.
Oh, really?
Scoop the little grape.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
That's awesome. I didn't know they liked grapes.
Yeah. So it was funny to see.
Maybe that's why ours didn't survive.
Yeah, with Hermie, so I would take him out of his little container, I guess aquarium, his little plastic one, and I would put him and let him crawl around in the room, and we had carpet in the house, and like he would like go into his shell and I would try and pick him up to mm-hmm. like put him back in, and he'd like pinch onto the carpet fibers. Would, yeah. And I couldn't lift him off. Like I was afraid I would like what rip his arm off, you know? So I'd have to like blow on him like under his shell, and he'd finally release.
Yeah.
And then I would like put him in. But he stunk. His cage would get pretty smelly. Yeah.
Mm. I don't remember mine stinking, but yeah. And then I saw him one time, he would climb up wires. You know, he climbed up a wire all the way up until the outlet.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was the weirdest thing.
Mm-hmm. But Bubbles, you had all kinds of crap. You had rats and...
Yeah, we had rats. And I remember I had a hamster named Cinnamon. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I had, like, all sorts of stuff for her.
I knew a stripper named Cinnamon.
Oh, my gosh.
Coming to the stage, Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
But I had, like, the little hamster ball. So I would put her in there and she'd, like,
she would go crazy.
Yeah. She would, like, go all over the house in a little hamster ball.
I always wanted to have... Dude, we didn't have pets growing up. My dad was like, we can barely feed ourselves. Like, that's how poor we were. No, seriously. Yeah, but I always wanted a hamster.
Like a pet rock?
Yeah. Shit fucking rocks.
Yeah, and I had like hamsters these like cool. Like tubes, and I would make
Didn't
like
we connect ours? Because I had we both had hamsters at the same time. Yours was Cinnamon, so and mine was Wolfie.
What?
Wolfie? Yeah, because he kind of looked like Milo, like he was all gray and black and white. But I think one time we tried hooking their
together.
Yeah, their little playpens, but we had them each in our own separate room.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she would put her in a little ball, and dude, this thing would just be all
she'd be
banging
all
into
the
walls
yeah.
and shit. And you're like, what the
hell? What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then they got, and then, oh, was it yours? Did they both get lost? No, it was just yours.
Lost?
I thought it was yours.
Are you fucking losing
house?
Or was it mine? Which one got lost?
We would take them out. We would take them out of their cage, and we'd like play with them. We'd hold them, and we'd let them run around and stuff. So anyways, there was this one time, and so in our bathroom, the way that it was designed, I guess, is the sink area had the like shelves that would close or the doors that would close underneath, and there was a gap under the
by the baseboard
So this little shit runs in, scurries, goes up into the fucking hole, gone forever
into the wall. It came out on its own.
No, like, well, yeah, no, out. not for a while. We had to like turn the light on.
I was waiting for y'all to say, yeah, there was an emergency. Your dad had to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, we had to get it extracted from.
It disappeared.
He had a Richard Gere.
Yeah, it disappeared. I don't know what happened. No. Dog, I think I just sat on it.
Your mom wouldn't let me have any gerbils.
He kept asking us to trim their nails. I was just weird. What the hell kind of request is that?
Why? Make sure they go to bed wearing this little...
Y'all are fucked up.
Wearing this little mask.
He's like... So I read on the internet, you're supposed to like cover them in Vaseline.
Yeah. Get them all lubed up. They sleep better.
It's good for their fur.
So it just disappeared, like went into the...
Yeah, so yeah, because it was like before we could like see what was happening, he just climbed up and gone. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, yeah, we put the light on, and then we just kind of put some food and water out, and sure enough, finally he came back, and he, like, we had to capture him, because they're nocturnal.
Yeah,
so we'd be, like, trying to sleep, because we got school the next morning.
Running.
They'd be all
they'd be on their hamster wheel.
Scratching and shit.
Yeah, like, like squeaks and
kinda
stuff.
Kind of like our cats now.
Yeah. Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We still have the cages.
Do we really?
Yes.
Really?
They're in the attic. Yeah.
Dude, go buy some more gerbils.
Get some more gerbils. Hamster.
I don't need a cage if I got gerbils.
Wait, what else is in the attic? Probably a bunch of my shit's in there.
No, there's not much, but there's some Ocala-like parts.
Apparently my Halloween mask was somewhere up there. So.
Oh, we sold that, dude. It was vintage.
Okay, so you had the rat. We had the...
Well, that was a hamster. I know we had rats, too.
I didn't have rats.
Yeah,
I
had a lot.
I thought you had a rat.
I didn't have a rat.
No, you were the only one with the
remember?
Rat.
I was the only one with the rat.
Remember your fish?
The fish is a good one.
What?
Okay, so let me just share... words of wisdom for anyone out there who's contemplating getting fish for themselves or their kids: do not do it. So back in the day, Walmart, so you had pet shops, PetSmart, that kind of stuff, right? And then there was Walmart who sold fish, all different types of aquariums on this side, right? And you could go and pick the different ones. And it says on there, grows 3 to 6 inches or whatever. So what do? We decide to give fish a try. So we get a 20-gallon aquarium. We get a couple different species of fish. I'm reading up on it. I'm like, okay, it helps to have this little sucker fish that cleans the, you know, the algae and stuff, and it's easy to maintain. And okay, we'll get a goldfish. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not the goldfish. We'll get like these other species, and we put them in. We got the gravel, the little fun stuff for them, the filter. These MFers do not grow 3 to 6 inches. They don't stop growing. They will just grow and grow and grow, and they will outgrow any tank you stick them in.
What they the start looking like koi fish.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Or is it because you were feeding them too much?
No,
grow
look,
to their environment.
Yeah, so basically, like, this is what happened. I had a little shark, because it looked cool. Mm-hmm. I had a, what was called a red belly paku. It was like the size of a quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like a piranha. It's a cousin of the piranha. I'm like, that's cool. I had another little Oscar fish. And that those are like, those look cool, tiger Oscars and stuff. So what happens is they start getting too big for the tank, where now they can barely like turn, like they're that big. So we invest into an 80-gallon tank, huge, big-ass stand. We have to upgrade the filter system, all this shit. Like, mm-hmm. So we're feeding them, and they keep growing and growing. And they outgrow that fucking tank.
Well, we start feeding the paku, the goldfish.
Yeah, so we went from fish flakes to goldfish.
And he would chase them down and eat them. But there was one goldfish that he didn't eat.
He didn't fuck with it.
And this sucker got to about 3 or 4 inches. But he was huge, too.
He got bigger.
He got big, yeah.
The yeah, there was... Fuck? So we would
the feed... sucker fish was, what, about 10 inches?
Yeah. So everything...
uranium in your fucking tank?
No, bro. So, like, what was weird is... Okay, so it was actually pretty cool.
Half-wise.
It was cool to see the goldfish because we dump them in there, and bro,
yeah, yeah.
Paku, like we called him Packy. You just see like half a fucking fish just floating like to the bottom, all chomped up, like dang.
Yeah.
But the one goldfish, he even after we were feeding him, he knew to like not eat that one. And this goldfish got huge. And the problem with goldfish is they're really dirty. Like they piss a lot. So they're constantly like dirtying up the tank. And then my shark got to about maybe... What, maybe
at least
12
or so, yeah.
12 inches long or something. So it would get to the point where when we'd have to clean the tank, you have to remove the fish and you have to put him in a holding tank because obviously you need to empty all the water out and clean all the gravel.
That reminds me of Deuce Bigelow. The first one with
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah. And so unfortunately, this one time we were cleaning the tank and my iridescent shark like freaked out and he hit the sides of the, cause they like are trying to get away from you and he hit the sides of the tank and he like deflated or injured his swim bladder. So he was all sideways. So we had to like euthanize him.
Couldn't flush him down the toilet.
Yeah, no way. So this is something I'm not proud of, but Packy got to the size where
he
was like 19 inches long. He could barely
turn. The fuck? Dude, I've never heard a fish growing that fast.
He could barely. Oh, here's the crazy thing. I went to the aquatic center on Bandera and I asked him, I said, hey, I got this red belly paku. I have this other fish and these three different fish. Will you guys take them? And they said, nah, man. And I was like, I was expecting them to be like, sure, like free fish. You could sell it. I don't care. They told me, they're like, we have a, what was it? Like a 400 gallon, 500 gallon tank. They're like, he'll outgrow our tank here in the store. And I was like, how big did these things
get? It was just those breed that were...
Dude, they're from the Amazon. All of them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This thing will...
There you go.
It gets huge. And so the problem is... Or from South America or Africa, some shit. So anyways, the problem is like Walmart's selling these fish that grow way bigger than what they say they grow to. And it's kind of fucked up because I think they just expect them to die sooner than later.
Die, probably.
And this one like lived. And the worst part, dude... Bro, I hope we don't. Anyways, I could not part with this fish. I couldn't just kill him. Like, this is my pet. So we took him in a big-ass ice chest down to the river and let him go.
You're the one that fucked up the ecosystem.
Really,
there,
dude. Yeah, dude. And what was weird? What was weird is he gave me a little wave on the way out. Like seriously, we dumped him in and he was kind of like in this new environment. He's like, what the fuck? And then he kind of like went, he came back, did a little side thing and whoosh, took off. And I'm pretty sure he fucked that river up.
But there were years later, there was a story there where somebody caught a fucking piranha or whatever.
Yeah, dude. He was super aggressive. He wasn't as aggressive as the Oscar fish, though. Dude, those things.
You had to get rid of him.
Like, I would open the fucking lid, and it would come, and I would, like, stick my face over. Dude, this MF-er would jump out of the water to try and bite me. And I was like, you little shit. And so, like, yeah, man, he was an asshole. Super aggressive fish.
Yeah, but you had beta fish too, didn't you?
I don't think so.
You had a beta fish.
No.
Yeah, y'all had betas.
Did we?
Yeah,
we
sure did.
We never, I don't think we had them very long.
A beta male with beta fish?
You are me. I hold it up.
I am you,
glove.
And you are me.
Mirror,
we are one.
Mirror, mirror in one. My hand.
Who's the most beta one of all?
Oh, my hermit crab. His name was Petey.
Petey. Oh, Petey. Like in Dumb and Dumber? Yeah.
Petey. Petey want a cracker?
How did you, Lloyd, what? Pretty bird. How'd you sell it? Petey didn't have a head.
Pretty bird.
I took care of it.
Pretty bird.
Dude, mom loved that scene.
Yeah.
He's petting that.
Oh,
fucking,
yeah, she would get a kick out of it.
Petey.
Yeah.
And we did have birds, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's funny, because when you mentioned the fish, I just look at Deuce Bigelow, because.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Pulling the thing, it bites off the hand. Yeah. What the hell? Yeah. It was cool, but I wish I had known that was going to be the case. So if I was going to get fish now.
Yeah, you'd get the
one. I wouldn't do salt water because that's a pain in the ass, but I would just get like the small ones that do schools.
Yeah,
like, because they're not going to outgrow your tank.
Mm-hmm.
This other shit they got is ridiculous.
Yeah. The kids had some goldfishes for a while, and then the little one. Put too much food in there and then they died.
Overfed it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did we give the goldfish to Pings?
Yes, we put it in the pond with the other ones. Yeah.
Yeah, we actually asked them if they wanted our goldfish because it was big enough to be in their koi pond.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was huge. It was what?
It's probably like a 10.
4 or 5 inches.
No, he was bigger. He was like 7 or 8 inches.
It was huge.
Like with his
fin. For goldfish.
No shit.
The hell.
Yeah. But I remember the suckerfish was huge too.
Mm hmm.
Ugly looking. Because it'd be on the side of the aquarium and take almost the whole freaking side of it, man.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a cool aquarium.
Yeah. But yeah, you fucked up the ecosystem there.
Man. I feel bad about it, man. I do, because I didn't know. I didn't know at the
so
time.
So there really was an article about somebody catching?
Somebody caught some, like, they thought it was some South American fish or some shit. Maybe
probably
it was.
It probably was, because it was huge. And, like, dude, if you think about it, the problem with the red-bellied pacu is it's an omnivore, so it'll eat plants and other animals.
Yeah.
Dude, it'll just eat everything. And, yeah, he sure did. I would feed him pieces of lettuce. And then fish food, but mostly like, because you can't, if you feed them just goldfish, they get this thing called, or maybe it's the flakes, one of the others, it's like hole in the head syndrome stuff, and it'll start to get like something goes wrong with it.
Yes, because you're supposed to die, dude. In the circle of life, you're supposed to fucking die.
No, man.
You're here feeding it steaks.
This thing probably outlives.
Forever.
This thing probably outlives. It probably lives to be like 400 years old or something.
Yeah, it's
crazy,
supposed to die.
Dude.
It's
probably still there.
Circle of life, dude. Mm-hmm.
Bro.
And that thing that they caught, the piranha, it's like his offspring.
Yeah.
Honestly, dude, if you imagine if there was another
catfish.
And they met up. Fuck.
Damn.
No, it would have ruined the whole river.
UPT, you had pets?
Not really, not growing up. Like I said, my dad was, he never really let us have pets.
So when did you get your first pet, official pet?
Shit, probably not until like my 20s.
Mm-hmm. You have your own.
Yeah, it was the first indoor dog that I had. It was a Boston Terrier. It was a coworker. She couldn't take care of him because she was always working and stuff. She was single. She's like, hey, I'm trying to get her. Yeah, I'll take him.
Yeah.
It was like a little Boston Terrier. His name was Frankie.
Cool.
Frankie No-Nos. Yeah, he was cute. Yeah, so that's when T was little. T was probably like 2 years old, a year old. So T kind of grew up with him.
Nice.
And then we had him for about a year or two. And then he was good. He was house trained and everything. And then she ended up like getting engaged to some guy and they bought a house. So then she was like, yeah.
She wanted him back?
No. She didn't want him back, but we were talking because she was like, yeah, we're going to go look at some Boston Terriers. I go, why? Would you like, yeah, we bought a house. And and then I kind of like, all right, cool. I did. And then I thought about it, like, dude, that's kind of fucked up. Like, I'll give her back her dog.
And instead then, of replacing
her. Yeah. So I asked her and she was like, oh, yeah. So I ended up giving it back to her, dude. But I was like, and she said they were going to bred him. And she, I was like, as long as you give me a puppy. So that was a deal. But then I ended up, I got laid off from there. So I didn't, and I lost contact with her. But yeah. But he was a great dog. And then.
So she didn't ask for him. You just offered.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I just didn't think it was right. Because that was like, she had him since she was a puppy. Like that was like her little, I think her. Her mom, someone had given it to her, like meant a lot to her. But like, so like when she let me take him, she was crying. Like it was really hard for her. So,
yeah.
You know, and then, but yeah, that was like the first dog. And then we had a couple dogs after that. And then not really until like I moved in, but it was like when she had like Phoenix, like that's when I really got attached because we were together. Yeah. And
Fiend.
Yeah, because I mean, I didn't laugh, but I always thought, I was like, how the fuck can someone cry for a pet when they die? Like I thought it was just kind of a dude, but when we had to put Phoenix down, man, I cried like a fucking 5-year old.
It's because
shit hurt, dude, because they're like family, dude. They become family.
It is. And I think what makes it hard with pets is there's a complete like innocence and like a dependency
and loyal, and they're like the most loyal, like dude, dogs are the loyal
and they're very forgiving.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, because now shit, we have a fucking zoo. We have like dogs, cats,
we have
snake. Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Shit, dude. We have 3 dogs, 2 cats, a snake.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And then, well, you have another snake, right?
I have another.
Mississippi. Mississippi. Oh, my God. Hey, a Mississippi trouser snake.
Yeah, there you go.
I was
going to
say, a trouser snake or what?
Aztec trouser snake, no. But yeah, so then, yeah, so like, yeah,
it's
we
more
have
like
now.
A snapping turtle.
It likes to hide.
Cold.
Shell.
Hey, when it's cold.
That's why I hate pool water.
It snaps back, when it's I'll cold, tell you that.
It'll bite your ass back. Shit.
Hang on, give it a minute, let it wake up.
Yeah, hold on.
Hold on.
I'm a grower, not a shower. God damn. Where'd that come from?
Is it nocturnal?
Hey, it's like, remember the fireworks, you put a little, you light it and it starts growing.
Yeah, the little snakes.
But yeah. Now, so now, yeah, like,
is
now we
gonna
got
stop?
Now we got all kinds of fucking dogs, man. I mean, I love our dogs, but sometimes it's too much. It's like feeding off because they're big dogs. They're not small.
You got
three
big ass dogs.
Yeah, like.
And then they step on the feet.
Yeah, and then they step on your feet or they trip you up. Yeah.
Or their tail whacks your leg and that hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's most people have small little ass indoor dogs. We have 3 big old Rottweiler, all kinds of shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They can't go on our lap.
Because I think Zeta, our Rottweiler, she's at least 100 pounds?
She's about 115 last time.
And so, when she steps on
120.
Yeah, you feel it, man.
Yeah. It's like a fucking, And then Ace, she's too. Solid. He's pretty big. Also, the other night we were watching TV. It was about 11:30, and this one's she's like, what the fuck? It looks like someone's out there with a flashlight on the side of the house. I'm like, what the fuck? And so I get up and I get my gun. I take Zade out there with me, and she's like ready to kill, dude. She's just like walking with me, and I'm like, stop, hold on. And I'm like giving her commands, dude. She's like so good waiting, and so I go. Get it lay in a corner, and she would fucking ran over there, and she's like looking. I knew there was nothing there, but yeah, it was pretty cool, man.
Yeah,
it's good to see. Because
she has her train, like that, but I've never really.
They're just naturally protective.
Yeah, I've never utilized her skills, but yeah, it was pretty. Mm-hmm.
And they can pick up on it.
Oh yeah, dude.
They know when you're on edge, and they're in kill mode.
And yeah, and she was walking right in front of me, but walking and protecting, so it was kind of crazy. But yeah, growing up, my dad didn't really allow us to have, he always saw it
it's a big expense.
A big expense. And,
I get it why so many people, you want to have a dog or a cat or any pet, right? And then once it comes down to those vet bills.
Dude, then the vets, once they start getting sick and then.
It's expensive.
Because the shots and all that, it's manageable because they have all the free stuff now. But
right.
When they get sick, when we took... the cat the other day, man.
Oh, Luna?
Luna.
Oh,
dude.
Is she sick?
Yeah, because we always adopt them. We always get them from the shelters, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was she had a UTI, man. She started peeing on everything. Mm-hmm. So we finally had to take her in. And they give us, they do the preliminary check. And they're like, okay, this is how much it's going to cost. $1,000. And we were what the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
Then the vet came in and she mentioned. And I was like, I don't want to tell her to do her job. But I kind of already know. I just needed some fucking,
some antibiotics.
Antibiotics, any type, just to, because I know that's what she has. And she mentioned, I'm like, can we just do that? Can you just give her that instead of all this other bullshit? Like the x-rays, the thing. They wanted to do all this crap, dude.
Of course.
And she's like, yeah, sure. And I was like, all right, so the bill is only like $300.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes like a difference. Dude, yeah. even when I take these dogs in, like, mm-hmm. they'll be like, all right, here's the treatment plan. And yep. I'm like, I don't need Bordetella. I'm not boarding her.
Yeah,
she's not around
this.
Other dogs.
That,
take that
yeah.
off. I don't want the COVID. Like, nope, take that off.
Yeah.
And then it goes down by from like 800 to like 260. I'm like, yeah, that's more yeah, what yeah. I was talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, what the
yeah,
hell?
They always want to shove all this extra. Yeah.
They're like, do you want to do a Fecal test? No. Like, she's good, you know? But yeah. we did put an insurance policy on Millie because she is older.
Yeah, it's
so
good. She's
to
turning
have,
10 in February.
She's gonna
yeah, they're
turn
good to
10.
Have. I think that's what we're going to do too because...
It's because it's like 30... I'm like, okay, it's $30 a month, but it pays,
dude,
I think, like... unlimited up to, and our deductible is like $1,000. So I'd much rather, let's say, she, you know, God forbid it's some, you know, really expensive treatment she needs. Okay, I can justify $1,000 if it would have been like $10,000
yeah, yeah,
out
yeah.
of pocket. All right, cool. You know, it yeah. still sucks, but at least it's not just the only option is put her down.
Yeah.
You know, like,
no, man, fuck that. We're like, we're going to put her down.
And you know what? That's a hard decision, right? Like,
yeah,
and,
I kind of feel like when it comes to a pet, like, I know they're part of our family and stuff, but like with Phoenix, like we had to put her down because
well, you tried.
Yeah, we tried, and then we had to because it just becomes like they're gonna suffer.
Yeah.
So it's like how long? Like you're keeping them alive for your selfishness, you know?
Well, then it also was starting to become a liability,
mm-hmm. right?
Because we were going
yeah.
through that.
Yeah, yeah.
That stuff.
It's,
yeah, and that too.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
It's a. It comes down to quality of life, right?
Yeah, you see,
for
yeah.
the pet.
Yeah,
and then. The risks to you and your loved ones,
yeah,
or
like
your or your
happen,
property,
yeah.
or whatever
yeah.
it may be, you know, like we had neighbors that lived in this house, you know, in the street over, and they were taking care of like a 15-year-old dog, family dog or something. She was old,
mm-hmm.
and that dog was like shitting all over their carpet and like mm-hmm. fucking their house up.
Damn,
and it sucks because it's like that's your pet, you love your pet, but like. You got to manage
they're
that.
They're probably suffering too, dude.
Yeah.
Like going through all that. You know what I mean?
Like
it's a quality of life thing too. Like you want them to suffer. Do you want them? Yeah,
yeah.
It's always hard. But yeah, I never understood like that concept, like how people would get up. But now I know, man.
Mm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
something
like,
happened to
I'm
one of our
I'm
dogs.
I'm taking
dude.
Notes, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, no, we're definitely putting,
yeah.
we are definitely taking you out to, as soon as you start shitting in my house, we take you to pasture.
Nah, I'll take care of you, man. I'll change your diapers, bro. You just got to hold your little friend. You got to hold your little friend while I wipe you down.
Turtle.
Yeah, grab your little turtle, bro.
Grab your turtle.
You down.
Grab your little Donatello. We're going
to. That's like when we first got married. So we started with one cat and then we took in a stray and.
Oh, shit.
They made another cat. So we had three cats
what?
Before. So I got orders to ship out to the Portuguese island. So we got these three cats and we're taking it. We can take them with us. So they're coming. But they had to actually get passports. We had to get passports from the Portuguese consulate.
With pictures?
Not with pictures.
No, that would have been hilarious.
They had passports for the
it's
pets
just
so they could come
charge,
with
yeah,
it.
Just
that's hilarious.
Yeah. So we're flying this military cargo plane from New Jersey to the island. And you have all this cargo strapped down in front of you. And at the very back of this cargo plane, the cats were there. And you can hear them just meowing and shit the whole time.
Were they the only pets?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So we drove cross country with three cats in the car.
Mm-hmm.
In kennels, not loose.
Yeah.
Pussy smuggler.
What about your pet in the Azores on the island?
The goat.
Cabrito. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the goat. Yeah, that was my wife a birthday present 1 year. It was a baby goat. Mm-hmm. The sucker kept growing and growing. And
he's like packy.
Got big, man. Mm-hmm. So we gave him to our maid before we left, but he would chase me around the yard and try and butt me with his little horns.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's cool.
It was a good cool birthday man. Present.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a goat would be a fun pet to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we had three cats in the apartment and the goat. And they got along fine.
What
they
the
would.
Hell?
Yeah, there's some pictures somewhere of the cats looking at the goat. But yeah, they got along. No problem.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It only cost me $15.
Wow. I would have expected only? More for a goat.
Only?
And then y'all gave him away.
We gave him to the maids. I'm sure they had cabrito.
They cooked his
yeah,
ass the
yeah,
next
man.
Week.
We have a meat for the next month,
yeah.
bitches.
You missed the shindig. With
no
the
more
cookout.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, pets are good. I mean, they fulfill you, dude. They keep you like
yeah, man.
At least they do with me. Like I love going outside with the dogs and just sitting out there and playing with them, watch them.
They give a lot.
Yeah.
And I think you get a lot from pets. And then also, you know, for kids, it gives them responsibility.
Yeah.
And also teaches them that life cycle, especially because, you know, accidents happen, your pets get sick, or they run away. I mean, I know for us, we were devastated when Lady ran away. She was gone for how long? A couple days.
3-4 days.
Yeah, three or four days. And, dude, I mean, yeah, we were, like, heartbroken. And this was before the internet. This is before cell phones and GPS tracking and chips, you know, microchips in the pet. None of that was around.
You gotta put the pet posters up on the telephone poles.
And then you got calls like, oh, yeah, we saw your dog over here, like, far from where we live. Like, what the hell? Are you sure? Are you sure it was our dog?
Get run over on Cool Abra.
And then was it you or mom who maced the dogs? You? They were running. Okay, so the crazy thing is when we finally found her, she was a street over. So she was almost back home, like, but she was with a pack of, what, 3 other dogs? And they get out. Lady, she turns. And then they just come and mace the other dogs.
I was what?
Like, damn, they weren't even doing nothing. Like,
what the hell?
Gave him a taste of medicine.
Hey, well, you never know. They're going to start attacking.
And she wasn't fixed.
She didn't get knocked up, right?
Yeah, she wasn't fixed.
Yeah.
They probably pulled out.
Yeah, they could pull out Game of Strong. But she stunk bad.
Right, we don't know where she was those days.
Man, she reeked.
She had a party, bro.
She was partying. She was a bad girl.
She was a dirty girl for a couple of days.
She was.
She smelled like mesquite woods and poison ivy. Go ahead.
No, I don't have any pets now because I can barely take care of myself.
Yeah. What was the story with, or what was the situation? Because now I was thinking about the other day of why I'm so allergic to ants. It didn't. So what happened when I stood in that ant pile in the front yard? Like,
they bit your ass. What you happened? Damn.
But y'all just let it happen. Y'all are
fucked
up parents.
Swelled up and that was
y'all are shitty
story.
Parents.
You're a dumbass for stepping in an ant pile.
Yeah, for being 3 years old and not knowing better.
Yeah. It's not their fault your shit's weak.
Hey, you won't do that shit again.
I probably wasn't allergic till that day.
Damn.
They got overloaded.
Yeah.
It overwhelmed my system. Yeah, man, fuck.
You didn't turn into an Ant-Man?
I did not get superpowers from it.
There was one time, D must have been, oh, crap, maybe 2. And we had this big old tomcat, and he was badass. He was cool. So D started messing with the tomcat. He whipped around, and he caught one claw in his hand. And D had a shit fit after that.
He lost his shit
he
again.
He lost it. It's like, that's the last time you pull a cat's tail.
Yeah. Sounds like he had a lot of sweet
and it was stuck. I mean,
moments.
We actually had to retract his claw. He couldn't. It wasn't coming out anytime soon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, he turned around. He had enough of D's shit.
Yeah, that's just no joke. I clip my cat's nails. But they have, like, these covers. I've seen them at PetSmart. They have, like, these covers for the claws that you put on. And it's what? Supposed to, like, kind of like...
Yeah, you, like, cover zones.
It's, like, temporary?
Yeah, so they're not so sharp.
Right. It's, like, little plastic things.
Just makes them blunt.
Like, yeah, just blunt, like, when they...
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah.
And it just slides over the claw. Do
I
they stay
about getting,
on?
I thought about getting pink ones for Luna.
But do they stay on?
Jesus.
I don't know. I've never tried them.
She's fine. Now that we got that scratching post...
Well, and I clip them too.
Yeah, and then because it's just natural for them to do that. They sharpen their nails.
Oh yeah,
I just gleek on
mom and dad. All the cats I had growing up, all the furniture was trashed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, ours started getting like that, but then we got them that. Because they say when you get something new, yeah. Oh, but then I got them that new post, so they go fuck with that now.
That sucks.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad. She did a couple of things, but
yeah. I know Bentley when I just had him sitting in my lap and his claws, I could feel his claws out. And I was trying to get him off, and he just pulled that thread on my jeans.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
you little shit, man. Now I got to fucking... Now when your owners aren't looking, I got to fuck you up.
Dang.
Wow.
I'll do that to Millie when she bites me again.
Yeah, okay.
See how you like it.
Yeah, whoops. You know what?
Do it to Milo.
Yeah, she'll learn.
Dad,
she'll
do
learn.
It to Milo.
She'll learn eventually. I'm just kidding.
I had messaged my mom about Petey because I couldn't remember his name. Petey. She sent me a picture. She found his shells.
What? she did?
Oh, yeah. My gosh. She doesn't throw anything away.
Damn.
No, she's like, well, I had bought him a couple of shells because, I guess I read that if you get him a bigger shell, they grow. Oh, so there was one time I tried different shells, and he would try it out. I'd see him in the new shell, like, oh, he likes it. And then he'd go back to his old one.
Yeah.
And he kept on doing that. And one time I saw him, like, without a shell. And I was like, oh, he looks
They're ugly little things. Like little aliens and shit.
Like a little shrimp missing the tail.
Shrimp. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's exactly what they look like.
Yeah. I remember seeing mine, and it had some little, like, hook legs, like, behind, like, whoa.
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah. Lieutenant Hermie, you ain't got no legs.
Yeah, I was sad when he died. I had him for a couple of years. I had him for almost two or 3 years, yeah.
Did y'all fry him up and eat him?
No, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was just, like, too cold. I don't know if it was too cold, like, in the apartment and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It could also froze him out. Yeah, because sometimes the shock will get him, like, temperature change and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe it was something like that.
Yeah. That's cool. You're a neglectful mom. It's no big deal. I'm just kidding. Wow. Yeah, I don't know what killed mine either. And then we had birds. So we had finches. And these little shits would get out of the cage.
Oh, shit.
And, dude, they'd be flying all over the house.
How would they get out? Like, somebody left it open by
accident? Okay, so, they would. It was accidental.
When you feed them, you have to open the cage or change the water or something.
Yeah, you have to stick your hand in and actually, put food in or pull the water.
You know
what?
There was a couple of times our parakeets got out, when we were doing that.
Yeah, and they're just, hitting the walls and fans and shit. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm.
Try to catch them with a fish net that we use for the fish.
It goes right through it.
But it sucks because, you want to catch them, but at the same time, they're injuring themselves, and then you don't want to injure them more.
Yeah.
And I remember there was one night I took, so we had these two finches, and one of them was named Robin. And I remember I was able to, capture him at night, and I was just holding him, and I, was just kind of snuggling up with him, It was cute. And then I put him back in his cage, but... Yeah, they'll fly all over the place.
Well, that's what your mom, she wanted finches, so the first pair, Sandy and Robin.
Oh, let me tell them why I named them Sandy.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so the reason I named the white one Sandy, which was the girl, is there was a show that came out on Nickelodeon. It was called Noozles, and it was this Australian animation of a kid, little girl, and a koala bear. And the girl's name was Sandy, so that's why I came up with Sandy.
And Robin?
I don't remember Robin. Probably fucking Batman and Robin or some shit. Because he's a sidekick.
They live about anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 years, however long they live. So these two die, and next we get another set. Same name, Sandy and Robin. And then they die. We get another set, same name, Sandy and Robin.
Yeah, we just kept the names the same, but the birds different birds.
But what was fucked up was after their mom passed away, and I always fed, we were down to just Sandy, just the one bird. Robin had already died prior to that.
Right.
So it was going to be just me and Sandy, and I would feed him anyway and change the cage, so we were on a first-name basis. And... shortly after we buried their mom, this bird died.
Mm-hmm.
It was too crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the timing, it was really weird.
Yeah.
And another strange thing is when Robin, the last Robin we had, when he was, you could tell he was sick. Like, he wasn't okay. He was getting to that point. And I remember seeing him on the bottom of the cage. It was really weird because, with birds, if you just stick your hand close to them, they fly away. You get scared, It's just their natural reaction. And I saw him there, and he was kind of looking up at me, and I put my hand in the cage, and I was able to just kind of pet him, and he let me. He didn't try and move. He didn't try to go away. It was this really, peaceful interaction I was able to have with him, and then he ended up dying, but maybe a day or so later. But, yeah.
All buried in the backyard, all six of them.
They're all in boxes and bags.
But didn't one of them, lay eggs and they weren't supposed to?
So my mom looked into this. So the female bird finch is white to whitish brown. Real, bland plain looking. Yeah. Basically, yeah. And then the male versions, and you see this a lot in nature, right? The males to attract the females are very colorful, yeah. and they have all these spots yeah. and these, you know, different patterns. And so when it was just Robin, the male, in the cage, all of a sudden eggs start showing up because we had separated the two.
We had to keep them separated because that they would fight.
Yeah, he would peck on her and beat her ass. So she'd have like bald spots and shit.
She was probably talking back.
She was probably not. She wasn't listening.
She probably wasn't cooking.
Yeah, she wasn't doing something right, that's for sure. So anyway.
she wasn't cleaning.
A little Superman.
Oh, that's
Michael
cool.
Jordan.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the ones he didn't like.
Maybe it was all those toxic like chemicals from the paint that killed him.
Maybe it was that cowboy show.
Lead.
He died from lead poisoning.
Yeah, whoops. So anyways, we had the two birds separated. And then in the cage with Robin, the male, there's eggs in the nest.
Was it both?
Yeah. So my mom, we were like, what the hell? So my mom's like looking into it. And sure enough, she's like, hey, it's called a chimera. What is the, but look, what does the damn bird identify as?
Yeah. What is it?
It depends.
It depends what they're going to get out of it.
Last week he was male. This week he's laying eggs.
We don't know.
We expected eggs in the female's nest and we got them, but. We weren't expecting this shit.
So did y'all freak out when y'all saw them?
Yeah,
the
dude.
We were like what the fuck?
Because it doesn't make sense. Yeah. And we always just assumed when they were together that they were because the females will lay like pseudo eggs, right?
Yeah.
But the male or it won't get fertilized. Yeah. Like they're not gonna have babies in captivity.
Yeah, they won't. Yeah.
But anyway, seeing the eggs in there, we were kind of like, what the fuck? Like. That's weird.
I think your mom even thought we were playing a joke on her too.
Really?
Or something, yeah.
Like we put eggs, eggs
jelly in beans
there.
Up in this bitch.
It's not April. Yeah,
so
that
what
was
happened?
Wild.
So
nothing. In
so it was
just
a female
eggs.
That looked like it was a female that looked like a male.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, so that what did she?
So
say
it,
the
it
name
was actually. Oh, so she found out like there was a group on Facebook or something, and they were telling her about this. Like it's a known thing with those birds. I don't know if it's all birds or just that breed, but yeah, they're like, yeah, it happens.
Mandela effect.
Whatever. Mandela. It was on a different timeline. It was a female.
And the frogs are gay. They're turning the frogs gay.
I get Alex Jones. Yeah.
Hey, we paid extra for it to be a male. What the hell?
That boy's got talent.
Yeah. I think that's all the pets we had, actually, now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. We had a little bit of everything.
Dude, I have a lot. You had a lot. Yeah. My dad wouldn't let us, dude. We tried to get a dog, and he's like, no. One time he brought I think some guy owed him money, so he took his dog or something. So we had the dog, and we tried to put him inside. And my dad's like, no, he's an outside dog. So he put him outside, and he's fucking like ran away.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but I don't remember there's something about any, that because my mom had that mentality too. And I mean, even my grandma, you know, like dogs are outside. They don't belong inside. Yeah. And then, you know, once my sister brought that first dog home, and you know, you get attached to stuff. And
yeah.
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 I think you see the difference, right? Yeah. Like you see them go from just being a dirty pet that brings dirt inside your home to you see their personality.
Yeah. Being
and
they're
intelligent
more. Yeah.
Right. And their loyalty and they'll always be there.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Well, that's what happened.
Not like your kids.
Yeah. Not like those little shit kids. Oh, wow. But your kids are fortunate in the way that kind of like us, they're growing up with all the pets.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we never had snakes, so that's cool to see like in y'all's home. And we never had cats as teenagers or young kids. Like we just
cats
had
are
dogs.
Awesome,
yeah.
Dude.
So
we had turtles awesome. Growing up though.
Turtles?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
They were useless and do shit.
Yeah, they just sit there.
Actually,
snapping
one of my
turtles.
Lame.
No, they were small. They were probably the size of maybe a silver dollar. Or half
those
dollars.
Little small ones.
Little small ones.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They had a little turtle thing and had like water and a little island they would be on. A little palm tree on it.
Yeah, I get a turtle head every like once a day.
I like turtles.
But yeah, so that's what upset me about my dad. Like. You know, like when they adopted my nephews, he got them like inside dogs, and I was so hurt. I was so pissed. I told my dad,
what
happened, Dad? Like, why? I thought you like, no, it's because you know, so they can take care of them. I'm like, I want to take care of a fucking dog, you know. But yeah, so and now my mom, they have like because my dad loved Chihuahuas. I don't know why he loved these little dogs. He was always, my mom loved them too.
Yeah.
So he was always bringing my mom dogs home. So even now, my mom has like two little Chihuahuas, but she ended up throwing them outside, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? Yeah. They're outside now, right? Yeah. But yeah, they go outside. That's cool. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now they have a cat, and there's a cat over there.
Oh, yeah, they got a cat now, too, yeah. But yeah, my dad became like a pet lover, like later on as he got older.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how my mom.
I don't
know
if it's
yeah.
like, you I will know, as they get older.
I will say one thing that pisses me off is, or that I just don't understand, is when people will just ditch their pets.
Oh, yeah.
Like we knew this person who, they were trying to get rid of their cat. And like, hey, I'm moving, giving my cat away. Can someone take care of it? You know, no answers. What? Dude, they just moved and left the fucking cat.
What?
Yes. Like to me, like I'll never understand that. Or with dogs, like, hey, we have kids.
Yeah.
We're giving our dog away because we can't play with the dog. And I'm like, bro, I could never give my dog away. Like maybe temporarily, hey, watch my dog for 6 months or a year. Yeah. But I would never just give my dog away. That's just me. Like, I just don't understand. Because, like, I
Some
love
people
my
do it too easily.
Too
I mean, I guess that depends on the situation, too.
It does depend on the situation,
I mean, like,
stuff comes up.
And nah, fuck that.
Yeah, because we always say that because, like, we got all the dogs. And it's like, when we go out of town, we have to have someone watch them. And then, like, the food, dude, we, oh, my God.
I think as long as they make a legit effort to.
Nah, fuck that. Dead in my mind. You're dead in my eyes.
Yeah, and then it's like, Well, like, that one time we gave Bruno away and then we had to get him back. He was jumping.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was jumping.
Get the fuck out of my house, man.
No, I'm just kidding. Wow. Fuck that, No, because, dude, they're three. You got little ass dogs, dude. And we have three big ass fucking dogs, and it just got like.
It's too much.
It got crazy, dude, and I think like. A friend of ours was like looking for a dog, so we're like, yeah, you can take him, right? They liked him, but man, that motherfucker started climbing the fences, dude. He would jump over the fence to the neighbors,
being a problem.
And then they called the city. Dude, they got fined like $1,000, like three different times. It added up to like a grand.
Bruno,
yeah, dude. And finally I was like, you know what, we're just gonna get him back.
Yeah.
And then I went and picked him. He saw us, bro, and I'll never do it again. He saw us and he was like so happy.
Yeah. Oh, and so he's was like, trying to get back to you guys.
When we picked him up, he was like so happy and I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think that's
I don't think I would.
That's the thing. Like I'm just saying, like, I don't understand how people could do it. I'm not saying that they should or shouldn't. Yeah. Like I don't get it, you know, but that's me.
I just think, you know, it's a different
I think it's different. I also don't have kids. I don't
you don't have
you know,
kids,
I haven't been in that position, so it would break my heart, but I guess if you got to, you got to, other things too, you know.
Yeah, like, you know, you don't have a busy life.
I have a job.
You do now, but yeah, it's just hard. Like when we go out of town, like dad has come watch him, you know.
Or but
like,
it,
you
have but to find temporary.
Someone,
but
yeah, it's just temporary, but.
That you can work with.
Yeah.
But the same thing happened with my grandma. Like the same, you know, dogs are outside animals, never
They're
inside.
Just always outside.
And then
my
aunt had a litter from her corgi.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the puppies was a runt and he was the smallest one. And my grandpa wanted one of the corgis and he ended up taking the runt and he named him Macho. Really, really, you know, cute dog. He would chase cars along the fence because they had chain link, and he would just run up and down every car all day, just chasing around and, slowly like brought him inside. So my grandma of course was like against it, but then again you see his little personality.
Yeah, you start knowing.
And then she would always joke around, like we'd be like, oh, like grandma, look, there's Macho, he wants to like get a hug or kissy from you. And she would like do this little kick and like snub her nose at him, you know. She'd be like, you know, like she, but you knew deep down she loved him, right? Would give him little cookies and animal crackers and stuff. So
cute.
I think you just, as you get older, maybe like you kind of warm up to the
idea. I think you do. I think because like, it happened like with my dad, like he loved dog. Yeah. He loved the little dog would go sleep with him.
Yeah. You kind of get over it, I guess.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not there yet.
That's not true. So when they dog sit, right, because we do have smaller dogs, they like, they'll jump on the couch or like sit in their lap or whatever. But
well, that's what happened with, when I was at the time after I got divorced, I was living with my aunt and she's afraid of big dogs. And I had Phoenix at the time and mom and dad not took her over, but you know, like she lived with them for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I know mom was kind of a little bit against it and she had her feelings towards it. But when I would go over there and visit, like she would be hugging up on Phoenix and be giving her some love, you know, like,
They definitely. They grow on you.
Yeah.
You, like, and pretty much every dog, I think, like, even though there's, like, you take the good with the bad, right? Like, Ace is a sweetie, but, fuck, man. He taught Mills, I shouldn't say teach, but Mills observed him digging along the fence, and then she started digging. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, damn it, Ace, you little shit. Yeah. Like, she never did that before you were here, you know? Like, but he's a cool dog. He got a lot of compliments. One of my neighbors, he's a big pit bull lover.
He got a lot of
Yeah. Yeah. He's a pretty looking dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he got a lot of love.
He's just too damn needy, man.
Shit. He is. Yeah, he's a needy boy. Is.
Damn.
He's okay, I have a good question. Who's more needy, Milo or Ace?
Ace.
Wow. Yes.
Probably Ace.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Because Milo will go chill. Like he
right,
will,
yeah. You know? Ace won't be doing that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just right there. He just likes attention, man. He's
weird. He's an attention whore.
Yeah.
Damn,
I know someone like that.
Well, because I was petting Zeta, and I was just giving her hugs and kisses and stuff. And, like, as soon as I say Zeta or I love you or whatever, and up comes Ace and comes over here and bogarts his way through. Yeah. And
these two are like that. Yeah.
You would do the same too. I was telling another girl, hey, come here, baby. I love you. You'd run over there and get it.
You'd swedge your way in between them. Coming through.
Let me put this bubble. Let me show you why they call me Bubbles. But yeah, he needs a lot of attention. But he's a really good dog too. He's like, he's chill, man. But I've seen him, like, he'll get down, dude. Because I've been a couple times where
yeah, it's in him.
Yeah, and he's but they're all good dogs because I mean she trains them all except for Bruno. Bruno's wild though. He's he's like a watch out. He's like, I don't know, but I mean it was weird.
Yeah, because when you were watching them, I was afraid. I would have thought he would have, like, taken off on you.
Yeah, no, he's the best one
up front. Yeah,
he was the best one of the three.
Yeah, no, he takes his shits and his pisses pretty quick.
He doesn't fuck around.
Yeah, because when it was raining, he'd have to take him in the front yard, and we just started doing that. And man, one time I took him out there, and just, I was like, you know, y'all go potty, and they'll go do it. And this motherfucker took off. Yeah, off leash. Oh, that motherfucker took off running, dude. And I started chasing him, and I came. I was so pissed. I go get him. I ain't fucking getting him. Fuck him. I was so mad. And then I just waited, and then like 5 minutes later, shit. He comes walking back.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
And he's like, I'm right here, Dad. I'm like, get your ass over here. Man. But yeah, he's the one that's, he's our wild child. He's like,
That
is hilarious, because I'll let him play grab ass in the backyard when, you know, after they do their thing. And Zeta and Ace, they gang up on
Bruno.
They gang up on Bruno, man. They tag team. They chase him 2-on-1.
Yeah, they do. But they take turns too, because they do that to Ace. Like, Zeta and Bruno will attack Ace, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they start getting all crazy. And they're playing, but it sounds like they're like, fucking killing each other, but they're just playing. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, you know the sounds, like, right? Like when they're like Mills and Milo, he does this little grunt thing at her every time they go outside. And there'll be a few times when Millie's not in the mood for shit.
Yeah.
And she pins him down and I have to, like, snap her out of it.
Yeah, we do that too.
But yeah, it happens on a rare occasion where she kind of pins him.
Yeah.
And he freaks out, and it kind of like it almost like snaps her out of it for a bit, but I worry about, like, if I wasn't there
to call her
off, you know, because she could easily kill him, right?
He, like, but instigates, you know what I mean? Like, they both run out, and then he kind of, like, runs and almost tries to, like,
bump her,
you know what I mean? Because
he's being playful with you. Right. Sometimes they're not in the mood, because that's what happens to our dogs, too.
But
they
do have their little thing, like, and I see it, where they're in play mode, and he, like, does a spin, wags his tail, and he's in this, like, position.
Yeah.
And then he kind of gives her the option, and then she'll chase him. And
sometimes he'll, like, put his butt in her face.
Yeah.
You know? Like, just to kind of.
I do that sometimes.
Whoa, you need a room?
No, I just take a sniff, and I'm like, all right.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, let's do it.
How I'm you sitting doing? Right here.
Cover your ears. How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Does a snapping turtle want to play? I'm just kidding.
And he pokes his head out. Yes, I do.
Just kidding.
But yeah, there's some people that don't like pets, dude. It's weird. Like, they won't.
You know, man, I will say this. If we didn't have the pets, our house would be so much cleaner. Like, there wouldn't be as much.
Kids, your house would be so much
cleaner. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's so lonely without that interaction.
Yeah,
like, okay, well, so when she was out of town, and, like, I came home, silence. Like, I'm eating my food, no one here begging for some. You know, like, it actually was, because
she had the dog.
Yeah, she took him with her.
Oh, wow. What's wrong with that?
I actually missed it. Like, I missed it because I was like...
Because you get used to it.
Then stop talking back.
Those are my fucking dogs, man. Because it was... Or, like, I go to bed and, like, usually Milo, he'll curl up with me. And, like, I just noticed it. Yeah. Like, it was very obvious of how silent and quiet things were. And, like, it's not cool, man. Yeah. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I gotta have pets.
So I have a question. I know it won't happen, but God forbid, y'all get a divorce. Who's keeping who?
I would probably take Milo.
Or would y'all both?
I would take Mills.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We would
y'all take one and one?
Well, it would depend on how ugly the divorce is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it was a really ugly divorce, I'm taking both pets. I'm hiding them somewhere. Like, what dogs? And then I'm going to take them both, yeah.
I know a good cleaner. We'll talk later.
No, but I know what you mean, because when we come home, like, we're out shopping, we come home, the cats are in the front.
They're like,
they greet us.
Yeah, they're waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
It's cute.
Yeah. Luna does, and she's like, meow.
Which is, I feel like that's uncharacteristic of cats.
Dude, our cats are weird. Like, in the morning when I wake up, they're like, they'll go sleep with us. But in the morning, they're like waiting for me. I get up, I go to the restroom, brush my teeth, wash my face. Get all my sister start going out. They're waiting, and then they don't leave the room till I go downstairs.
That's cool.
And then they go down with me.
Because I feel like most cats are more independent. Excuse me. They're more independent, unlike dogs, where dogs are just waiting on you
and
like
Luna,
all the time.
Luna plays fetch.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. She does fetch with the hair tie. Mm-hmm. She'll go fetch it, dude.
That's hilarious.
She'll bring it to you.
She'll bring it back.
She'll bring it back.
What?
Yeah.
Dude.
Awesome. So weird.
And she likes belly rubs.
What about Princess Dada doing somersaults?
The cat was a trip, man. So it's walking in a few.
What is the name of the cat?
Princess Dada. Tell the story.
Princess Dada.
Okay. The cat's name was Princess.
Kaka?
But at the time, there was Idi Amin Dada in Uganda.
In
and there was
Africa.
War shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we just adopted the name Dada. So Princess Dada.
Princess Dada.
Princess Dada.
But it was funny because she'd be walking, and if you touched her in the back legs, she'd do an actual somersault.
Yeah.
A perfect 10.0 somersault.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And she loved coffee. If you had like a coffee cup, she would dig her head all in it trying to sniff the coffee. But that cat was a trip.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Cool. I'd go to work every day, my hands would be all scratched up and shit from the cat playing with it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Done that with the dogs. Hands all scraped up and red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we adopted this tomcat. This guy was, he was the king of the house, man. He was badass.
Yeah. What was his name, the tomcat?
Tom.
Tom.
Original, right? Yeah.
But wait, was he a tabby? He was a tabby?
He was a long hair, yeah.
What color? What color tabby?
Kind of a grayish, blacky. Mm-hmm. He was a beautiful cat.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was Princess Dada?
She was also a tabby, but she was like orange.
Orange and white.
She was an orange tabby?
She was short hair, too. Mm. Yeah. And then they made...
And the Buttons?
Buttons was years later in Galveston. Oh. And that was, but Tom and Princess made...
Red,
and then Red and Princess made Tiger. So the three cats we took overseas was Princess, Tom, and Tiger.
Mm. Mm. Dang, it's wild.
Yeah.
What is the breed that you want to get? What's it called? Something coon?
Oh, the Maine Coon?
Maine Coon.
Maine Coon.
Dude, oh, those dogs look... Or, I'm sorry, those cats look sick.
Yeah.
They look mean.
It's crazy.
Like
they get huge, right? Like 40 pounds
it's
or something.
It's a honey badger of
just,
cats.
Might as well just get a...
pretty much, yeah.
Just get another dog.
No, might as well get a lechusa, dude, because they look like...
It's like a cat on steroids.
Yeah, fuck that.
They look badass.
They do. Shit. I want to get one. There's a breed in Houston, and they're like 3,000.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Make him a counter offer. The economy shit. Make him like $2,000.
Oh, fuck.
Might as well just get a $100.
Oh, I'm going to get one. Oh, I'm going to get one. Shit. Dad, I need $3,000.
Hang on. Yeah. Me too.
No.
Me three.
No, I'm going to get one.
You just said the economy was shit. When you're asking for money.
No, for everyone else, not for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the outside of that bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the family bank.
Yeah. Look it up.
Hey, make her apply for a loan. Make her apply for a loan. Deny that shit.
Run that background.
Deny that
bend
shit.
Bend over, yeah, yeah. Start
deny.
Swiping.
Yeah.
Run that credit check.
I mean, you can come over and pet it, too.
No, fuck that. I'm with you. You don't. No, fuck that.
I'll bleed out.
Those things look so scary.
Yeah, they do.
No,
yeah.
They look fucking badass. No.
They look cool.
I'm going to get one. No. I'm going to get one. Mark
do me a favor.
Words,
if
I'm
you
get
one, shave it like real bald. Like I just want to see how it looks bald.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a badass cat.
Yeah, if anybody doesn't know, look up Maine Coon cats, especially on TikTok. They're fucking badass.
Yeah, they are.
No, they look nice.
Yeah,
like the all black one, black haired one.
I feel like that and the what are they? The Sphinx or the
the hairless.
Hairless ones. Those
the
look Sphinx. Cool.
No, those are ugly.
Yeah.
They just they're exotic, right? Like they're not your normal cat, so that's what makes it cool. Just like the other like rare dog breeds, you know, like they look cool or wolf dogs or whatever.
Just get a fucking lion, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, like fuck this. It. Yeah, dude,
that's
look
the cat
at that.
I want, yeah.
Yeah, that's badass.
I forgot what they're called. They're the...
Bengal?
Yeah, the Bengal cats.
Bengal cats. Look. Those get big too, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Yeah.
They eat chicken and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, those have to feed meat. Yeah.
They're meat, yeah.
And little kids.
Yeah, and little kids.
Yeah, they're called Bengal cats. Yeah, those are badass. They're not as bad as...
What's their lifespan?
Fuck, I don't know.
It's probably like 10 to 15.
Yeah.
They outgrow you or outlive you. Oh,
shit. 250.
Yeah, the Bengal cats are nice, dude.
That's like, probably another expensive breed, though, right?
Yeah, they're like $3,000.
Y'all are crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
$3,000. You better put a fucking insurance policy on that bitch.
Mm-hmm. $3,000, man. That buy me a lot of hookers and beer.
Shit.
Oh,
cocaine
my God.
And hookers, yeah.
$3,000, that buy me some good dental work.
Hell yeah. My grill.
And we're full circle. We had our conversation. Wow.
Yeah.
So that's all our pets, current and growing up. So, yeah.
Millie and Milo. I don't think we mentioned them. That's okay. They're
yeah,
our
we
current
do.
Pets.
Oh, yeah. Millie and Milo are current pets. They're two dogs. Yeah.
You rescued them too?
So we rescued. Mills was a rescue. Mm-hmm. Milo was from an unexpected litter.
From my
coworkers. Coworker.
And I guess she saw, I guess just pictures of Mills and how, like, we took care of her and stuff and gave us the rent of the litter that was, like, the favorite with her kids, you know, so they wanted to make sure that it went to a good home. And so she kind of forced him on me.
And so what's funny is Mills was very clearly, like, my dog, you know, just because I was taking care of her, working from home.
Right.
And so C wanted Milo for herself.
For you, yeah.
And but because I was still working from home, I imprinted on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's my dog. But in doing so, Mills,
right,
by default went to C
me.
Because Milo was always attached to my hip, so she kind of
so now
weird.
Mills is more my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Millie was cool because Mills was at, so she's from Lavernia. She was on the streets of Lavernia, not too far from the land, and I saw her and I was like, dang, this, like, that dog is beautiful. I love that brindle coat on her. And she was like, what, 8 months old, 10 months? I think it was 8 months.
8 months.
8 months old. So she was still in the technically like puppy area of Humane Society. Otherwise she would have been with the adult dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw her and I was like, oh man. And this couple had just taken her out of her cage. And I was like, they're going to fucking adopt her, man. Fuck this place. Like, you know, I was all upset, but because I really liked the way she looked. And then sure enough, we were like looking around and then they put her back in the cage. And I told the people, hey, I want to take that dog out. And like, okay, sure. So we went in the little playpen. She was just minding her own business, doing her own thing. And yeah, we adopted her. They gave her a really dumb name, which was Snapple. That was her name at the...
Like the drink?
Yes.
They always give us stupid
weird
names.
Like really, you lazy... Like, what do we name? I don't know. Look around the table. Snapple.
Yeah.
Name it Big Red.
Ice tea and man. Coffee.
Yeah, dude. Pumpkin spice. So, we adopted her. We changed her name. And yeah, she didn't bark for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had taken her to our apartments in Uvalde. And she never said a peep. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, this dog is great. And yeah, then we found out she's loud AF. But I was able to potty train her really quick. Like, she was real smart, just in her own right. She's just very intelligent. I had looked up stuff about, like, treating her crate like her space. So I'd put her food and water in there, a little blanket. So it was never an issue of, like, getting her in and out of her crate. So we did a lot of things right with Mills. Mm-hmm. And then I did everything wrong with Milo. Mm-hmm. Like, he would cry and I would go and give him attention and, like, just raise him.
So now
him
he's
wrong.
Really needy versus right. Yeah. Mills is more independent.
Yeah.
But he's small, so it's more like you just pick him up, whatever, dude. Like, let me put you over here because you can't do anything about it. Yeah, so. Third dog, maybe. But I feel like we got lucky with these two. They haven't destroyed anything. Mm-hmm. I feel like if we get a third dog, he's probably going to chew on the couch and fuck shit up. So I'm just like, we'll just keep it where it's at. But I'll always, like, we kind of made the agreement, like, we'll always have pets, especially dogs. Because, and maybe, like, the next round after Millie and Milo go, maybe adopt, like, older dogs that get less love. You know, because a lot of people, they want to get a puppy or a young dog for their kids. And then the older ones just kind of get neglected.
Yeah.
So we'll probably like foster.
But they have a lot of problems though. That's the only bad thing is.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like that's like.
And you can't train them.
They need that love, you know.
Kind of like people.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
No, I think we're done with. I'm done with dogs.
For good?
Yeah. After these dogs go.
Mm. And we just gonna stay with cats?
Yeah.
Oh, is there a reason?
Man, who doesn't want pussy all the time?
Because they're a little smaller?
They're just like less maintenance, dude. Like they basically like take care of themselves and you don't have to lock them up and you don't have to like fucking.
You have to take them out.
Yeah, take them out. Just leave food blah, and water. Blah, blah, blah. You can food leave and water. And then we bought like those. We upgraded to like the automatic litter boxes so they clean.
Yeah.
And you clean them like once a week. So, yeah. I mean, it's cool. Yeah, it's low maintenance, but.
That makes sense.
Or maybe smaller dog. I wouldn't mind getting like another Boston Terrier.
Yeah.
Because they're like amazing dogs. But
you don't like small
dogs? She doesn't like small dogs.
I don't like small dogs. No. I don't like the yapping though. Yeah.
You know they what? It's really annoying. It's real high pitched.
Yeah, it is annoying. Boston Terriers don't yap. They're like medium sized
dogs. Don't
they get
dogs. Like the cherry eye?
No.
No.
Those are the Frenchies.
Oh.
I don't think I could do cats though.
No, I can't. Because
they scratch up stuff, and then they're on tables and counters.
No, for me, the reason I can't do a cat is because if I call, I expect it to come, and a cat ain't going to do that.
Ours do.
Yours are the exception to the rule, are the man. Exception. Most of them, they'll fucking look at you and turn.
But I think it's because we train them, dude.
If you could get cats like y'all, okay, maybe I'll be open.
We train them. Dude, we our fucking cats. Every cat we've had, they come. They're like, all of the cats we have, they're like dogs. Mm-hmm. See, but I don't know, it's because like,
maybe because the dogs are there.
I don't know, dude.
So they kind of mirror the dog behavior?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know because I had Hades and I didn't have the dogs around. I didn't have him around the dogs. And he was like, I guess because I would train him since he was a little kitty. Like, I would call him. It's so weird. Yeah.
It is weird.
But they are like little dogs. They'll go upstairs with us when it's time to go to bed. Mm-hmm. Come on. They'll go up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's weird, but yeah.
Yeah, no. Dogs for me, man, for life.
Yeah, no.
I got to.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, cats are awesome. I just sucks I got into them real late.
Better late than never, man.
Yeah.
Get them Maine Coons and Bengals in no time.
If anything, after maybe you appreciate it more. Yeah. Than,
After the dogs, we're going to have like 10 cats.
Just drop 10 grand on those breeds that y'all are into.
Imagine feeding 10 cats with the cat food, the wet cat food.
Hey, aren't you always talking about like, oh, this house smells like cat or, like other people's stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You can put you have that sign in the front, welcome to our beautiful chaos. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the house of pussy.
Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Dad has an issue with the wet cat food. He thinks it's gross
nasty.
Too.
White cat food?
Mm-hmm. You made a comment about it. You're like, it smells gross.
Oh, the wet one. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I almost threw up.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
But you're weak though, dude. Your shit's weak. I'm not, dude. It smells
white
gross
cat food.
No,
wet cat food.
That's what I thought she said. White too.
It's canned. Yeah. Canned cat food.
Can't you just give it a fucking thing of tuna?
You could, but it's not good.
I give it potted meat.
Give it potted meat, man. Yeah. Give that me shit to
meat.
Use.
Give me potted meat.
The end of sausage.
I fucking give it a pack of bologna.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she switched their food to wet food, like out of the can instead of the dry. Because they say like that creates like the UTIs for the cats.
It does.
Oh.
The dry. Yeah, because we had the same problem with the cats growing up with the dry food.
Yeah. So we just switched more and she's gotten a lot better. After we gave her her medicine.
Yeah, that's just gross. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's a lot easier, too. It's about the same price, too.
The chunky or the pate?
All of it.
Yeah, I remember there was actually a shortage going on during COVID with grandma up north, and she was telling me in the letters, you know, about how they were having trouble finding cat food and stuff. And I remember I bought like a box, and I just got a whole, because we had tons of it here. I'm like, there's no shortage here. So I just packed up a bunch of different, like the dry and the wet cat food and shipped it up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I was like, there's a lot of shortage during COVID.
It was crazy,
especially man. Brain cells.
Yeah.
And balls. Nobody had fucking
balls.
There was
definitely not a shortage on masks that don't stop particles that size. Yeah, that's for sure. Plenty of those going around.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Before we tangent off that fucking rabbit hole.
Stop there.
Sir, please stop.
Before we lose one of our 15 followers.
before we get demonetized and shadow banned.
Shadow banned.
Well, just want to say thank you for checking out this episode. Again, you know, covering all of our history with our pets. Hopefully you out there are loving your pets if you have some in your house. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the next episode. Until then, y'all take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Later.
Meow.